ocean I am born. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting.
It's
like
us.
Glitter.
Good morning. 5:44. The morning reboot on Q105. I think I shook whatever was plaguing me the last couple.
Shook
of
it.
I think I shook it.
Shook,
I think
shook.
I shook it. It's all. It's shooketh.
Shooketh.
The morning reboot, Thursday, March 28th. We are excited and happy you've decided to start your morning or whatever part of your day. We're happy you found us. If it's on the podcast, great. We're glad we can give you the content that you want to get on your schedule. We're, of course, here live every day from 5:45 till 10 a.m. But get the podcast episodes. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get that day's episode and the link for it. Please subscribe and enjoy this program. We're glad to have your support here on Q105. Today, a busy show. Our friend Ashley will be here. We'll do some Throwback Thursday before we get to that. Giving back relationship gifts, especially gifts. Gift, not like moving pictures. Gifts, okay. Like presents. Especially when they're alive. Hi, Jordan. It's for you, Jordan. And then after that, we'll go back to 2003 for Throwback Thursday. Some friends visiting for lots of sweet deals today. And we've got panel full of ladies at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ashley Day. So let's do panel full of dudes.
All right. I'll change the L to a D.
And I think we got to start giving away mass amounts of PJ Masks tickets.
Gecko!
Into the night to save the day. We'll get to that, so keep an ear out for the morning show. If you dip out of the show, come back. I don't know what specific time we'll give you those, but we will just throw them out there. Also, $1,000 payoff. I know we'll give you that national keyword shortly before 9 o'clock. You know the number to text the show? Please do that so we know that you're alive and awake this morning. We're hopefully as much a part of your morning as your coffee and your shower and whatever else. 419-240-1055. I think that's everything. Good morning. It's Eric Chase at 546 and the one and only
Hi.
Who is alphabetizing all the answers of what we'll get to at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Did anybody do like Z for Zimbabwe?
No, I didn't see any of that yet.
I don't know if you really want to go there.
It's hot, right? And goats. I think of Zimbabwe, I think of goats. I don't know why.
Lions?
Zimbabwe, okay, we'll see.
This is up on our Q105 Facebook page from last night. We'll do that shortly after 6 o'clock. I'm going to run down a couple of things, and then we'll talk about what everyone, literally everyone, is talking about. So I think I had a weird week, and maybe it was from too much sleeping. That can certainly happen.
Hey, everyone, texting.
Good morning, people.
I'm like trying to get to you guys so fast.
I said as important as your coffee.
Okay.
Not more important than. Like, look, I'm not doing this show without if the K-Cup machine is broken, I'm leaving.
As a new coffee drinker, it's as important. It's okay.
But not more important then.
Mm-mm.
I lost my earbuds yesterday. I left them at the gym. So it was losing them was the impetus behind me using my Apple Store gift cards that I had for turning in phones to a friend who works at the store, and I will be getting some AirPods the second series tomorrow.
You've joined the cult.
I spent all that money, and they don't even have wires. So yesterday, like, lots of little things happened. And when you can't handle little things, when they stress you out or you get angry over them, that's when that's like a sure sign for me that like some kind of depression is lingering. But I don't feel like it is, not with spring looming over us. So I just kind of shook all this stuff off. So forgot my headphones.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't smell, I smell like dryer sheets.
That's not bad.
Give it a whiff. But like chemically. Dryer sheets.
I think
this set of pants was sitting in a laundry basket that I didn't put away, which everyone's familiar of, and there were some unused dryer sheets in there. So, what else? I went to make dinner last night, and I keep forgetting to set the temperature on my refrigerator up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because when you put stuff in the back of my fridge, it freezes.
Oh.
Guess where my salad vegetables were last night?
You had frozen veggies.
I had a frozen cucumber, and you can defrost a red onion and a green pepper, but you're out of luck with a cucumber. Wait.
And I feel like frozen vegetables take forever to unthaw.
Well, I put them in the microwave. The cucumber was a lost cause, though. So, like, little things. Nothing that was, like, totally upsetting, except for this, almost. Like,
could you put a cucumber in cold water, though?
You mean warm water?
No, you want to unthaw stuff in cold water. Really? I know it sounds weird, but you have to unthaw stuff in cold water.
Well, I turned the thermostat up,
okay,
down on my refrigerator, so hopefully this doesn't happen anymore. But the cucumber was a lost cause. So again, it was all these little things that I could work around. Yesterday morning, I had our digital meeting.
Yes.
I get an email from Edison, and you know I've been battling these high bills. Do you remember what they were the first couple of months?
They were in the 400s, weren't they?
No. 200s, inching towards 300.
Okay.
Last bill was 292, and that was during the 40 below wind chills that we had. This past month, my thermostat has been set, even on cold days, no more than 63, maybe 64 just to warm it up just a bit.
Right.
$502.
Ooh. That's an Ariana Grande ticket. That's the first thing I went to. I'm like, Jesus.
It's propositioning Ariana Grande and bail money.
Right. That's a meet and greet and take her out to dinner.
I'm thinking something has to be broken.
What?
The system has to be completely.
You haven't even been there that long.
My realtor, hi Kim, from Howard Hanna, said that what I have is pretty inefficient, and she's working on things for me. Having electric heat and heat pump, very inefficient, and I was just floored. I couldn't. So my mind was distracted in the meeting. I call Edison. Edison says, if you continue to not pay your bill, you're at risk of it being shut off. I'm like, wait a second.
That's not how that works.
I don't not pay my bills. There's two things I don't do.
Right.
I don't not pay bills, and I don't lose my keys or phone.
Right.
Now that I've said that, gone.
Boom. Right.
They won't happen. I checked my bank account. $292 was not taken out a month ago. So I'm going to guess, I can only suspect that maybe I didn't finish the process of paying online last month. So, again, these were things that I couldn't work around. The bill was only about $200. But, so that's what it was. I hadn't paid, and it stacked two bills on top of one another.
That's crazy. So I've been through there before with Edison, though. They were supposed to do that manual payment. Is that what it's called? Where they just automatic withdrawal.
There I don't go. Do that. I just...
See, I do that, and they don't do it sometimes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that
I'm going to end up just paying it in the morning. Like, okay.
I'm on auto pay with Buckeye.
Yeah.
By the way, I like you, Buckeye. I don't give you any heat. I think people need to calm down with their complaints your way.
As a new customer, you're doing me good, too.
So that's what it was. And it's good news and bad news. It's good news that I don't have a totally fouled up ventilation system.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad news that there's $300 that I thought I had paid in my bank account that I did not. But again, because I am fiscally responsible, I was good, you know, just got it taken care of.
Well, that's good, because when you see that big number, you just want to be like, oh my goodness. Especially when you're not expecting it, you know what I mean? Like, I've done that before where I forgot to pay a bill, and it's like, it's never been that much, but it's like, oh, I thought I had that extra $175. No, I don't.
Nope.
I was like, oop, my bad.
So I've been texting with Melissa Andrews all morning. She sent me that video yesterday. She sent me a link, and hopefully you know what I'm talking about. I think you do. She sent me a link, and I texted her after I got my bill. I was a little distracted. I said, I watched your video. She said, yeah, I sent it to you earlier. I was like, I didn't know what that was. And then it started to go sideways, and now their video, which was an attempt at humor and to make fun of themselves, was very cringy and has become an internet joke, and the internet is just roasting it,
you know, flambeing
it, barbecuing it, grilling it. It's 7,000 degrees on that video.
Let me, as someone who was just like, I see where it's coming from. I posted on my Facebook, hey, WTOL, do you, boo? Okay. I was like, whatever. Texting. I ain't mad about it. You know what? I see where it was coming from, where there are parts where I was like, yeah, but you know what? Do you, boo?
I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna tell you.
Wait, time out. Before we start, how dare the weatherman have a better occur than me?
Chris, it was really good.
So good. I want it as a ringtone.
I'm gonna say on the air what I said to Melissa yesterday. I said that I would not have allowed this go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I would have. So Tim is very straight edge. Tim is still Tim Miller, Melissa's co-anchor in the morning. When they moved all the people around, Jerry left. Andrew, who was on the morning show, when Melissa moved to the evenings, and now Tim, who did weekend stuff and Fox 36 stuff, is on with her. Hold on. She's texting me as she's on the air because she doesn't want me to say certain things. And I'm trying because she's my friend and I understood what they were aiming for. But if I were the producer or director, I would have said, Melissa, you're going to be the one that looks at everybody else like the audience is looking at all of you.
To make it like, okay, I see it. So that perspective, like, ooh.
So that the joke is conveyed.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad. Maybe I just have a different level of whatever, people. Get over it.
I knew it was going to. I didn't think it was going to be this, but there are literally millions of views. I think some very, very, very famous celebrities across the planet have chimed in with a thought or a comment. Let me play it for you now. And again, she's using this word. I've used this word, and I think we're all it's cringy.
Yeah, whatever. I love
it. Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week.
By the way. The idea behind this video was it's testing week at TPS.
And they were giving them encouragement.
Yes, yes. So here we go.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking better than we're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
So on the more impressing, important issues, they're ballsy for saying occur because that is copyrighted. And if it gets back to Cardi B, she's going to be like...
let me text... I've been telling Melissa, I was like, call us, come by. I'm texting.
It'll be gone tomorrow.
It will be.
We good.
I wanted Melissa to come on to explain some of this, but hopefully I've done her and her coworkers some justice here. I mean, that's the good thing and the bad thing about the internet. You'll get roasted and flambéed for a very short period of time. It will be very intense. And then Florida Man will do something, and then you're off the hook.
And look at it this way. You are now on a YouTube compilation of funny news stories. It's fine. We're good. You will do better in Toledo. Oh,
it was on the front page of Reddit. It was on, you go to Mashable, it made all the sports parody sites.
It was on BuzzFeed, Huffington Post. Y'all made Black Twitter.
Did they?
Yeah.
Rich Eisen is. Do you know who Rich Eisen is?
I don't, but
he's a big time
important.
Big host for the NFL Network. Okay. He tweeted something out. He's where I saw it last night and started texting with Melissa because I was like, you guys know you have like 500,000 views? I sent her that. And then by the time I had gone to bed like an hour later, she texts me back. She's like, 6:53.
Oh,
and now it's up to 3 million views.
You know what's going to happen? Some YouTube DJ is going to get it, and they're going to play a loop and put a dope beat behind it. Oh, they've made it. I'm so mad I don't work for Channel 11 now. That's so awesome. See, I think of the positive. I don't. Maybe that's just a quirk of me. I don't think of the negative. Like, it was like, it's so cringeworthy. Oh, I couldn't watch it. I'm like, you know what? They did it. It was funny. That's how teenagers talk. So if you're sitting there saying it's cringeworthy, go listen to your 14-year-old downstairs playing Fortnite. If you think Channel 11 was cringeworthy, think how other people think your children sound when they go out in public.
The reason Melissa's texting me and stuff, and I'm trying to be fair here while still talking about something.
Tell her I am a fan.
I told her this yesterday. Like, if I were the producer director, like I said, I told you the adjustment I would have made. We can still do this, but this is like Melissa has to be the cool person, and she is because she's the cool Sylvania mom. Yeah. Melissa is cool and trendy, and she gets
I see
it.
What you're saying, because like what they should have done the whole thing, and it went back to Melissa going just staring at the camera like, oh, like, you know what I mean, like, ooh. And I think what you mean by it would have been full circle, like. Yeah. Start of the joke, end of the joke. Where it just kind of, I think what you're saying, it just kept going. It was just like, ooh, ooh, ooh. I loved it.
I would have brought the audience in it in that way, but it comes off cringy because...
they're older than that youth.
Yeah,
that like
you,
that.
You can't make fun of it. You can't make fun of people. I think we do our best not to, and if we do come off that way, it's... I think the self-deprecating nature of it is created in the context, at least I hope, like when we do Urban Dictionary Spelling Bee, and I think we did one bit before, like words we wanted to leave in 2018, like sometimes we can come off as very unhip that way. And,
right.
And so I try to make sure we create that context when we do these things, but news people, not just to, but everybody, they already like have a bit of a, I don't want to use the word handicap because someone will misconstrue that.
Disadvantage.
They already have a disadvantage. Thank you. They already have a disadvantage because oftentimes the news people are looked at as unhip, uncool.
All right, because they like, have the, yeah.
Nobody watches the news. People don't read newspapers, which is not true, but there is that lousy narrative and context that surrounds them. So when you go and do something like this, again, you're starting from that disadvantage.
I still don't think it's that bad.
I know.
I loved it.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter what all the other people on the internet think either. I loved it.
One more time.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, be on fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking better than we're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
One, good luck to TPS. Two, Chris Vickers is the absolute MVP of that thing.
Yes, he is.
Yes!
I was like, come on now. When he first started, I went, all right. You know what? Y'all do you. I ain't mad about it. I'm not mad. The internet could be the internet stay mad though. Like y'all enjoy your 15 minutes. Someone else will do something next week. It'll be another newscast next
this
year.
This morning.
It's fine.
Something will happen this morning, then this will get wiped off the face of the internet. I wonder this does test if I were like the higher ups within their company and the station, this would be a true test of there is no bad publicity.
I bet they have the best ratings after. They will have the best ratings this morning.
They'll have a lot of digital traffic. I mean, there's that. I don't know necessarily if I were overseeing an org. Like, I don't know if I would want us to go viral for something like that.
I'm going to make a rhinestone t-shirt that says, I'm from Toledo. Okay.
601.
I'm running with it.
The morning reboot. Hit our Facebook page, our Q105 Facebook page, and let us know where you'd like to vacation. But there's one but. In there, and we'll get to that in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by What
About Us? 6:15. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, we're happy you're here. Text the show with an answer for this question momentarily, 419-240-1055. First, and we'll do more of it in news, the governor should actually be threatening more roundabouts, but we'll get to that and dangerous intersections and the gas tax. You did not win Powerball. One winning ticket was sold for $768.4 million. In Wisconsin.
That lucky fool.
And it's Lady Gaga's birthday.
Is it? I knew I felt good. And it's also National Weed Day.
Isn't every day?
No, like actual weed.
Stop. Oh, like the weeds?
Like the weeds.
That messed
Tony Geftis told me this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw someone standing in a light at the intersection of Airport and Burn on my way to work. I'm like, oh, it's somebody from 13. So that connects to the DeWine story, I believe. We'll get to that. There was something up on our Q105 Facebook page last night.
That was Melissa Montgomery. I saw her this morning. She was reporting on the... I know what you're talking about.
You might have seen me drive by. have seen me pause at a red light. You can go on vacation anywhere you want as long as the destination starts with the first letter in your first name.
Okay.
So we have lots of comments.
We do.
And if you can give me, you can give us the good ones on there. I'll throw mine out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday when I mentioned it, when we were kicking it around, I said, Ethiopia.
Yeah, because it's a thriving nation.
It's growing. It's not like the Ethiopia we used to crack jokes at.
No, they have, I think I said this, they have the LED roads now.
Yeah.
No cars, but they have the LED roads.
It is an emerging city.
Yeah.
So I think I was thinking El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
Ecuador. I like warm places. Or maybe for the sheer history of it, Egypt.
Oh, that would be a beautiful place to go to.
I mean, if you have the opportunity, like you said, don't stay in the States. Go.
Yeah, like a lot of people are just like, California, Florida. I'm like, no, this is like your free pass for the first letter of your name.
Where are you going?
Get yourself a... So I have two places. One is Fiji. I always say it wrong. Fiji. I say Fuji wrong. That's the Japanese mountain. Fiji, because it's just pretty and crystal clear. But I have this dream of seeing the Northern Lights. So Finland.
I like them.
I would love, 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 love to see like the Northern Lights like just right on the tip of my nose.
I like yours. Yeah. I would travel with you.
Yeah.
419-240-1055. You can text us where you'd go on vacation, as long as the place starts with the first letter of your first name. What do we have on Facebook?
We got a lot of Jamaicas. This one I like. Susan, Siberia.
I think she was joking.
Was she? I would go to Siberia.
I wouldn't.
Oh, she said, just kidding, Spain. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I would go to Siberia. Las Vegas, Lynn. Costa Rica from Craig. Now, a lot of...
Hold on, go back.
Get out of America.
Yeah, go back.
Get out of
America. For Lynn, what can we swap L for?
Lithuania. No. Like something out there.
Liechtenstein.
what about London? We can go. We'll just be based and go to London. All the history there.
Lynn, do London, not Las Vegas. I mean, you can go to Las Vegas for a couple $100.
Yeah, and you can fly out of Toledo to Vegas.
Go to London, Ontario, for God's sakes.
I like Aaron. She's a general. She wants to go to Europe. She's like, I'm going to go everywhere.
Okay, all right.
We got Deborah. I'm going to come through this microphone, girl. She said Detroit. Amsterdam, that would be a cool place to go.
For sure.
Amsterdam from Anne.
Any uncommon letters?
No. I wanted like a Q name or something. Yeah.
If your name is Xavier, where would you go? I don't think there are any countries that start with... Hey, Siri. Are there any countries that start with the letter X?
Okay, I found this on the web. For are there any countries that start?
Q? Do we have any Q countries?
No. Tina wants to go to Thailand. That's I like that. Got a lot of Dubai. Yeah, we got a lot of basic names. No offense, people. I got a basic name too.
No, you don't.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I feel like,
at the risk of sounding like WTOL, a basic name would be Ashley.
Not the risk of, is that our new thing? Not to WTOL yourself, but that's not lit.
I saw a...
too early to laugh, y'all.
I don't know if I saw it on Reddit or whatnot. I think somebody on the Toledo Reddit page was looking for bars to go to, and somebody quoted, there's a lot of, I think I got the girl name wrong, but basically, you don't want to go there. There's a lot of Brads and Ashleys.
what bar were they talking about? Tell me off air.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got... Okay. Jamaica's a lot. Scotland. I would love to go to Scotland. Scotland's a good place.
If I want warmth and sunshine, but how can you deny the history in the UK?
Right.
Like, any Icelands?
No Icelands.
Any G's?
No. We just got Carol, Sharon's, Jenna, Lynn's, Denise, Katie's, Rogers.
P? Pennsylvania.
There's no P's.
Peru.
Oh, Kenya. Kristen, just on the Q text line. Kenya's a beautiful city.
It's a country.
You know what I mean? I went to Whitmer, sorry. You know what I mean, though? Like, have you ever seen those Destination in 60 Second video?
I have not.
You should watch them. They're actually pretty cool. Because, like,
he
goes to the most obscure countries that we just think. How do you think I knew about the Ethiopia thing?
Do you know what wanderlust is?
No.
Where you crave to go somewhere?
Oh, I don't want to ever go to Ethiopia or Kenya. I'm just
reading. I do. I get it very quickly. In the same way that I'm like, yesterday, I'm at JCPenney, and Nike stuff was 40% off. So I liked like 2.5 pairs of shorts.
Right.
So two were done. And I convinced myself to like the other half. And I was like, well, I might as well get another one. I have no self-control. So I can't watch those videos.
Oh, because you would go through them all. Oh, I thought you meant like you wouldn't watch them just because you wouldn't watch. But no.
I would want to go.
Right. And that's how I am too. But like Kenya was, went to Kenya and like, first 30 seconds, he shows like the bad side of the stereotypical stuff we think in our heads. And then he goes, actually, if you go deeper, he's some British guy. He's like, if you go deep in, and that's Australia, whatever. But he goes really deep. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So Kenya, good. Go, Kristen. Go to Kenya and you take a picture and send me.
Melissa liked your comment about Cardi suing them.
I'm telling you. She's going to call WTOL and they're like, WTOL, how can I help you? You're just going to hear.
Yeah.
It's Cardi.
This is Cardi's lawyer.
No, it's going to be her. She's going to be that person like,
do me a favor. Will you do me a favor? Will you take that video, tweet Cardi, and go, are you going to sue them?
Done.
Thank you.
Lawyer up.
Other legal issues, some Jussie Smollett stuff before 7 o'clock. Another R. Kelly accuser speaks out, and she'll be on CBS this morning, I believe. But we have something from, I believe her name is Lenita Walker. But next, the governor should actually be threatening more roundabouts. And Zia Cook led her team to a win last night. I don't know why I thought the game was tonight. It was last night. More news next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Eric and Floyd, our paper, 634. We got a lot of news, so we will try not to editorialize too long. 16 of the area's most dangerous intersections could get safety upgrades under Mike DeWine's administration's plan to raise the Ohio gas tax by 18 cents, but that's the problem. People don't want that. If the lawmakers instead pass a gas tax short of the one proposed by him, those local projects, plus dozens more around the state, could fail to materialize because of lack of funding. According to the ODOT analysis, drivers following too closely to the vehicle in front of them was the most common reason for collisions at 14 of the 16 priority intersections in Toledo that DeWine and his administration are talking about. The other two, at Central Avenue and Reynolds Road, and on Detroit Avenue at the Cherry Burdan roundabout, had failure to yield as the most common contributing factor. This is a people problem. Yeah. You're following too closely and you don't understand a GD roundabout.
I was like, Melissa Montgomery. Like, she was telling the story and I was just like, if we know it's dangerous, why is it still dangerous? Like, just, like you said, pay attention to your lane. Stay in your lane.
And I don't know why a roundabout is so challenging for some people. The Detroit roundabout and the Airport Highway at Burn Road intersection in South Toledo had the highest crash totals between 2015 and 17, 240 and 228 respectively. This is a people driving problem. Yeah. Like, this is not Facebook being awful. It's people being awful on Facebook. It's drivers.
And as someone who takes that intersection, there's many people, when that light turns yellow, they speed up so fast. Yep. And I'm just like, your destination is not going anywhere.
I've said a couple of times now since we've gotten on the air, if DeWine really wanted to threaten us instead of threatening, you're not going to get the needed safety upgrades, he should say, if you don't pass it, you're going to get more roundabouts.
More roundabouts.
There's a story that's in the Blade today on 13 NTOL. Maybe NBC did something as well. But people in the Old South End feel trapped. Since May of last year, neighbors say they've seen one construction project after another pop up. Currently, ODOT is working along the trail on I-75 while the city replaces a bridge on the Maumee over the tracks. It's just dirt and dump trucks coming in all the time, said one local resident. Another issue neighbors have with the construction in the area are detour signs from the state and city that are just plain confusing. Mm-hmm. Peter Uvegi, did I say that right? The local council person for that area says he's heard from the neighbors and wants things to improve. That's why he and other city leaders gathered Wednesday at Saints Peter's and Paul Church to hear everyone's concern. Some projects are slated to wrap up in October, but they feel cut off from the rest of the city.
It's a hot mess. Like, I don't even live in that area, but I drive past. Eyesore. Like, it's just, so hopefully in October it is wrapped up. It's not that far off if you can hold out, but I understand their concerns for sure.
I don't have this as an official story in here, and you might want to double check me, but I believe the dude who's from the area who ran the car through the crowd last year in Charlottesville
pled guilty. Mm-hmm. He pled guilty to federal hate crime charges.
And just because he's from here doesn't mean that this city is filled with hate and racism.
Right, and this is only one charge that he took a plea deal with.
But there are some racist people here, and the Ohio Attorney General's office announced Wednesday it will provide civil rights training this week to GM Toledo to General Motors Toledo Transmission Plant. Employees previously reported ongoing racist harassment and threats, including nooses and written slurs found at the plant, and several have filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Toledo to settle the matter. The best way to keep these jobs here in Ohio is to do a good job and respect your coworkers, according to Attorney General Dave Yost. Treat the people in your workplace with dignity, exercise humility, and do your part to make sure that everyone goes to work in a place with mutual respect and safety. So there are some racist people here.
Yeah.
University of Toledo police will hold an active shooter training Saturday on the main campus from 8 to 9:45 inside the Student Rec Center. It's scheduled to end before the center opens at 10. It'll test first responders' communication, response, and scene management during a violent intruder incident. We have a friend who was honored yesterday for the 24th year. The YWCA of Northwest Ohio recognized extraordinary women in our community who've demonstrated outstanding leadership qualities and contributed to the empowerment of women. The milestone class of 2019 are Jean Holden Hannah, Suzette Cowell, Lynn Fisher, Justice Judith Ann Lanziger, Mary Federke, hopefully I said that right, Robin Reese, who I've met a couple of times with Lucas County Children's Services and Social Services, and our friend, honored and acknowledged for volunteerism, Lexi Heyman Staples. And her team's McDonald's All-American win last night, I believe 83-68 for the East. Zia Cook, who's headed to South Carolina after she wraps up her time at Rogers. She finished with 9.7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. And online basketball, high school basketball site said she gave an MVP effort.
Did she? Awesome.
Yeah. And lastly, there was one winning ticket for the Powerball, one winning ticket for $768.4 million sold in Wisconsin last night.
Man, I wonder how many tickets they bought, though.
Right.
Because I always want to play the lottery, but I'm a sore loser.
Dollar and a dream. Dollar and a dream.
I'm such a sore loser. I'm like, remember that one time I bought a lottery ticket? They're like, yeah, Floyd, that was 50 years ago. I'm still not over it.
And how much have you spent to win that lottery ticket? A nice gesture by Channing Tatum. An R. Kelly accuser speaks out publicly for the first time, and we were not going to go today without having more in the fallout of Jussie Smollett and that legal decision in Chicago. We'll get to all that before 7 on Q105. 6:53, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. If you would like to get the entire show, which we're not done yet, we go till about 10 o'clock, three more hours here, text the keyword Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast link for today's episode. And I think I've made it clear, tomorrow before 7 o'clock, your kids will have a chance to win tickets to PJ Masks.
So wake them up, get their voices ready, and have them not be shy.
PJ Masks, thinking about that show takes me back to the relationship I had last year.
PJ Masks takes me back to work.
2 days ago, because the kids are into it. Gecko, Owlette, and Catgirl. Night Ninja, Luna Girl.
And Romeo! Just remember those names, friends.
What, if you're just joining us this morning, Toledo and WTOL are viral for this cringy attempted humor, and it's the internet's punching bag for now.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Stay woke beyond fleek and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than we're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
Several million watches all over the internet on different sites to help the kids at TPS have a good week of testing.
I love it.
This might have been the strategy for Jussie Smollett with the charges dropped, because his legal team yesterday lashed out at prosecutors arguing that the state's attorney is flip-flop in its comments about their client after agreeing to drop charges against the actor. Now, this might be semantics, or I call them verbal gymnastics. His legal team is taking offense with the comments that we talked about yesterday on the air when CBS Good Morning ran their stuff. Saying prosecutors and police are continuing their campaign against the actor. Prosecutors says they've dropped the charges, but insist that doesn't mean Smollett was exonerated of wrongdoing. Correct.
Right.
Smollett's legal team pointed to the comments that Joseph Maggots, the first assistant state's attorney, made to the Chicago Tribune and CBS News, in which he asserts that Smollett was not exonerated and that the case was akin to alternative prosecution for an offender with a short criminal history. The bottom line is, we stand behind the investigation, he said. The fact that Smollett feels we have exonerated him, we have not. I can't make that any clearer than that. That's what we saw yesterday.
Right.
And they said, we choose not to pursue this for the resources that it is needed. We choose to focus on violent crimes. That makes sense. And what I want to ask is, did the state's attorney tell Smollett's legal team, we're dropping the charges, your client is free to go, this is a forgotten incident? Or did they say, you are, because there's a difference here.
Right.
Dropping the charges doesn't mean you're exonerated.
And he can still go back on trial for stuff if they find, right? Or is that double jeopardy?
That I don't know.
Okay.
But nobody said he was innocent. And the guy on CBS this morning yesterday said, we still think he's guilty.
Yeah.
So maybe their plan was here, we're not going to use our resources to take this to trial and to waste everybody's time.
Right.
And to make an example out of him. We're just going to, you know, say, we still think he did it.
Do you think the damage is just done with him anyway? Because, like, I know he posted on Twitter last night that he wanted to just forget about this whole incident and continue working. And I'm just like,
Well, it doesn't take any resources for the state's attorney to say what they said and do the media circuit and go, we're dropping the charges because we don't want to use our valuable resources, but we still think he's guilty.
Right.
And while that might not be the best play, I don't know. Obviously, people in the mayor's office, Rahm Emanuel, he's still very upset. The police commissioner, Rahm Emanuel continued his criticism of the prosecutor's office yesterday. There's something rotten in Denmark, paraphrasing the Shakespeare line. It doesn't add up. I don't get it. People better get their story straight, he said of the state's attorney's office. We're all owed a sense of accountability by the system. But again, maybe the state's attorney needs to reach out and go, look, we're just going to keep telling everybody that asks us. We think he's guilty, but we're not going to take him to trial. And I could see why Smollett's legal team would have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a smear campaign, but it's not false.
Right. There's a lot of stuff that we're never going to know. This is, if you are a conspiracy theory person, this is the best thing for you to try to figure it out.
Yeah. Although it's not, I mean, it is meaningful, but we're not talking about aliens here.
No, but you know there's those conspiracy theorists out there who are like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Jessie J turned 31 yesterday and got a sweet birthday from her biggest fan, her boyfriend, Channing Tatum. They're a good couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wishing you the happiest day filled with all the love and all the light. She's sitting in a black and white picture in front of the sun that he posted on his Insta. You came into this world on this day and it lit it on fire. Lit. You've also blessed our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our lives. So thank you for just being you. You're so very special. Happy birthday, baby. They made their relationship Instagram official in November with him posting about her London performance and Jessie reportedly showing her sweetie some IG affection in a post about the London opening of Magic Mike. Excuse me. Let's jump ahead to R. Kelly. This will happen on CBS this morning. Lanita Carter, who up until now was an anonymous accuser in the R. Kelly criminal sexual abuse case, is speaking publicly for the first time about an alleged assault by R. Kelly.
What is your story? I was R. Kelly's hair braider for about 2 years. I was sexually abused by him, and I live after that. I try to pick up the pieces every day. It's hard, but I know I'll get through it. I'm not ashamed of my past anymore.
Do you feel like this is a moment for you where you get to tell your truth and people will listen?
This is a release. I've been carrying this since 2003. I have had to sit on a public bus and watch public conversation. Did you hear about what they did with R. Kelly? They need to leave that man alone.
More later this morning on CBS. Kelly tried to force her to perform oral sex, but she resisted. She said Kelly then M-word and spit in her face. Carter submitted her shirt to the authorities for DNA testing, and the semen sample on the shirt was a match to Kelly's DNA profile, according to Cook County prosecutors. More stuff in Chicago, obviously. There's a lot more in entertainment news. We'll get to it in another hour or so. It's 7 o'clock with the morning reboot on Q105. This time tomorrow morning, we are going to give away some PJ Masks tickets. They are doing PJ Masks live at the Stranahan on Tuesday night. We're going to need your kids. And then more opportunities to win Monday and then probably the Tuesday, April 2nd, of the show. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. Mike, I'll get to your shout out. I'll go check my Facebook. He wants me to do a shout out for somebody.
Okay.
A woman, I think, doing good in our community. I'll get to that. Our friend Jordan Tomase from BCSN and BCAN was here the other day. She has a dog. Do you know what the dog's name is?
I don't.
Zoe? We're going to talk about Jordan. So, Channing.
It might be, yeah. Zoe? I think it's a human name. That's because when she told me, I was like, oh, that's cute.
She's puppy, 3 years old.
Yeah.
She's adorable. The dog, not Jordan. Jordan's adorable, but she's not 3 months old. Channing Tatum didn't work out with Jenna Dewan. He is working out with Jessie J. Relationships.
Who oddly looks like her.
I know. He has a type.
Who oddly looks like her.
Relationships don't always work out. When you give people living gifts in relationships, do you have to give them back? We'll get into that in less than 15 minutes. And your calls and texts for the show, 419-240-1055. I got my rhythm back.
Yes.
No more weird brain Wednesday.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nate.
All right, that's enough heathens. 713 Q105, the morning reboot. So we're going to give you that national keyword to try to win the $1,000 payoff between 8:45 and 9 o'clock. If you miss it, you have until 9:20 to text it. So make sure you're tuned in from about 8:45 till 9:20 to text that national keyword to win. It's Eric Chase, Floyd. Ashley's here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Remember, you're still working on creative PJ Masks ideas?
Yes, I sent you several.
I like the singing one.
The singing one's a good one.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow morning before 7 for little kids. So I figure after 7, they're off to daycare and stuff.
Yeah, 7:38.
Are Tucker and Parker big PJ Masks kids?
Tucker was for sure. He actually has a costume that he'll still put on, so he's into it. He's the blue guy. Who's that?
That's Catboy.
Into the night to save the day.
Gecko!
Tomorrow morning when Ashley comes up. Tomorrow
morning.
Owlet.
Tomorrow morning when
red one.
Ashley comes up with more creative ideas. We have a lot of these tickets to give away for Tuesday's show at the Stranahan. Our friend Jordan Tomase from BCSN was here the other day. She has a new dog that she posts a lot about on her Instagram and social media, as anybody would. I did not know that was a gift from her current boyfriend.
Okay.
Now, you may or may not know, not all relationships last.
Sure.
What the hell do you do with that dog? Now, we think with Jordan, Floyd, correct me if I'm wrong from what Jordan told us. That's like an extra dog for him. They live together.
Yeah, he had a dog begin with.
He has his own, so this was like hers.
Yeah, like his dog is his teenage child now.
Okay.
It's like he's had this dog for forever.
Yeah.
So he got Jordan a baby.
So if they break up, I'm guessing it's her dog.
Totally her dog.
But they do live together, and he could become quite close with this dog. I couldn't imagine having to navigate this. So we wanted to talk about what do you do in relationships when gifts are given, especially of the living kind? Because dogs get caught up in divorces and separations like kids.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you keep them. If they were gifts, then you keep them. I mean, I don't know. I can assume that a dog would cause a problem. I have a friend that was in a very similar situation, and it was a him, and girl took the dog because she had it registered as an emotional support thing, but he basically took care of the dog all the time.
That's shiesty.
But she had it registered, and it became like a huge thing.
Yeah.
It was like, and then she's like, you know what? This is too much for me.
Right.
I don't want to have to take care of something.
Are you serious?
And like gave it back after like months and months of like him losing his mind over a dog.
I think when you hear the word gift, sorry to cut you off. I think when you hear the word gift, it's a gift. Like it is, I'm gifting you this present. And like, even if it doesn't work out, at the moment I gave it to you, we were on good terms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like all of a sudden say, Ashley and I break up and we hate each other, I can't just take that from her because that was given from like a heart and a good place.
Yeah.
That like, just because we're scorned with each other, like, guess what? I'm going to take that coffee mug I got you back. That's ridiculous.
Funny you bring that up. So I have a lot of this in my relationship last year.
Mm-hmm.
PJ Masks mostly, but sure. Other things as well. Yeah. So when I broke it off, she took all the stuff that she had given me. Like the things that stand out to me, when we went to Comic-Con last year, uh-huh. She bought us Transformer beer mugs. She took them when she went over to pick up her stuff. And then another story.
That's why you don't let people into your home when you're not there.
But trusting.
But what is she going to do with that, though?
She might throw them away.
Like that's ignorant to me.
You're hurt. You act spiteful. Now, before me, the person she was with, I don't think they were married, but they got a dog together, and it was complicated. She got to keep the dog, and registering it as an emotional support animal, which I'm not always in favor of, but doing that to potentially keep an animal is quite a savvy move.
Yeah, it's very basically awful.
Of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
It's basically awful.
Mullet of you.
It's
I think at some point like they thought they were gonna get married, so they're like, oh, you know, like let's have a child together. Let's have a fur baby. And so they did this whole thing, but I mean, I'm one of those people where with now having children, the exception of that, you know what? Keep everything. If
right.
like you're gonna fight over it, I have no time to spend on that.
Right.
Like you keep that mug. You think of me for the rest of your life.
I don't know. Like, I didn't know her. I met her like once, but like when you just said that, the angry black woman in my head was just like, what the hell is she going to do with a coffee mug? What was the point?
Mugs. She took the beer mugs and left the gifts that I had given her and gave them back to me.
That's weird.
And all the
that's bizarre.
All the toys that I bought for him to play at my house were left there.
That's not cool. That's a different situation. See,
hold on. Let me throw something else out there. When there's an animal involved in a situation like this, it's one of those times where it's almost easier, not less challenging, but it's easier to have a kid than an animal because when you have a baby, like you can take that child into Walmart. Mm-hmm. You can find it. Like I can't take my dog places with me. In some cases, when there's a kid caught in the middle of a separation, sometimes the kid will be like, "Mom, I ain't going with Dad." But you have no idea what the animal is thinking. Like, my pet goldfish might want to stay with me in the relationship, not the other person.
Yeah, I don't think goldfishes have thoughts.
You don't know that.
But I'm just going to say, like, I don't know that it would be easier in a dog than a kid. Because then, like, as a parent, you have, like, if your kid's like, "Oh, hey, I don't want to go with that person."
Yeah.
You know, then you have to do that whole thing.
Doesn't say it. Dogs don't talk.
Dogs, usually. But dogs have a way of conveying their unhappiness. And all
everyone's
animals,
had to drag their dog to the
all hands on pets. I should say, like, cats, dogs, like, even horses for those extravagant people. They have a way of showing when they're not happy.
Here's a filter to run things through. It's called the D-pic filter or the nude pic filter. Do you think about the gift that you're about to give and what you're about to exchange with this person? And could it bring you any regret when you break up? Because you got to figure that the odds are not good that you're going to stay together with the person that you're dating. And in the moment, you like one another a lot. But then somebody does something dumb or wrong, and 6 months or 6 years from now, you hate this person, and they might be spiteful or vengeful. They might kill your dog.
Don't say that. But I feel like it's all the mindset of people. Because breakups can bring out the pettiness in someone that you're legit like, who is this what is that noise?
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
They're singing happy birthday.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay. Like, sorry, people, listeners.
Hey, now that we're broken up, can I get my nudes back? No, they're all over Reddit and 4chan.
Well, like, even, like,
why don't put your face in them?
Well, like, this dormant person you've had stuck in your body, like, "I am petty man," or "I'm petty woman." Like, where was she or he 3 years ago? Like, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. You can sit there and say that you know the mindset of a person, but as soon as someone's hurt, it's like they hit below the belt, and you're kind of just like, I'm like you. I wouldn't even, maybe, I don't even care.
I've never been that person.
Minus children. And I've never been that person either. I'm just like, this is a gift. But if you're like, "Can I have my stuff back?" I could go buy one myself, throw it right back at you.
Yeah. Ashley, isn't the line, "Hell hath no fury like a scorned woman"?
Yeah, but I mean,
guys can be just as petty.
Oh,
for sure.
We have to wrap this up. Don't ever let an animal come between you and a relationship. The animal has to stay with you if you love it.
But if you both love it.
Who is so tone deaf out there?
7:22 with the morning reboot. We go back to the very first year of Solo Beyonce for Throwback Thursday in less than 15 minutes. 7:34. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. $1,000 payoff. First word of the day between 8:50 and 9 o'clock. You'll have till 9:20 to text it. More on our website, Q1055.com. Admittedly, in full transparency, I have sucked this week. Monday, Tuesday, yesterday was a disaster. Thank you for carrying the show.
Oh, no, your worries. I was yeet to do it.
Because you just discovered
it. I just discovered what it meant. I'm about to use that term all darn day.
We're going to get to Throwback Thursday, 2003, the very first year of Solo Beyonce, in just 1 second. But I am back. I have my rhythm. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow, some PJ Masks tickets. Maybe we'll give away some later on. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to go. Stop it right there.
Gecko's my favorite because I self-identify with him because he's like the Blue Ranger from the Power Rangers. Like, he's like, doesn't get the spotlight time. And so it's like, "Catboy, invisible cat power. Owlette, I can fly. Gecko, what are you going to do? I'm going to stand here."
I'm going to crawl inconspicuously across this floor.
He does nothing, but I love him.
This weekend, I would like you to get a Gecko outfit. And you can do "Into the Night to Save the Gay." You're welcome.
Oh,
I'm back.
I'm can I perch myself on the edge of a building on Adam Street and just pose there? Yeah. But who's that? That's the great gay gecko.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he does nothing.
G-A-Y-K-O.
Yes.
Gecko.
And then as I walk, I was like, hey, great gay gecko. I'm like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The right way.
I'm so yeet to save the world.
And I would, I'd try to find you like a great gay villain, but Romeo is a good enough name.
Romeo.
Gecko versus Romeo.
Oh, man.
Into the night to save. Oh, that's so good.
That is good. You're back.
I'm back. Feels good to be back.
You know what?
You're welcome.
Oh. Come on, give us one.
Goals. I don't even know what
to say. 2003, Throwback Thursday.
I can't hear anything.
Are you serious?
I'll have to hold. I'll stay still like this.
What happened to the headphones you usually use?
They're not here.
They're not there. I'll find some after this.
You can't hear anything.
Now I have to like hold it very specifically.
Can you turn it up?
It's turned.
Oh.
Leave those nice WTOL people alone.
They didn't create those terms. Oh. It's not their fault.
Oh, gosh. Wait. Okay.
All right. First song.
Go, go, go.
Ashley.
50 Cent in the club.
Yeah! I think this is the first time you've ever been in the lead at Throwback Thursday.
I was only at four.
Well done. Well done. You need to count five into the night.
I don't understand why I get penalized for being my passion, music.
I've also agreed, but whatever.
It's like golf. Like I get, like
it's like it's like taking the number one gymnast and be like, your favorite...
That's nothing.
All right, next up.
I didn't know the name of the song.
Really? Ashley.
Justin Timberlake, Dance With Me?
No, I'm sorry. 419-240-1055.
You don't have to admit you. Oh, my God. Oh! Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
That's correct. Tyler, 1-1. Next up.
That's what she does in the video.
Sean Paul, Beyonce, Baby Boy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm so proud of you.
That's two for Ashley.
Oh.
Next up, 2003 Throwback Thursday here on the morning reboot on Q105. One Gecko, two Gecko, three Gecko.
This is Jennifer Lopez, All My Love. No?
With?
Oh, that's Ja Rule. I don't know. That's who she used to do stuff back in the day with. No, that's LL Cool J. Sorry, I got excited. Sorry.
2-2.
The volume just decided to turn up at that very moment. It's okay.
She's turned.
Turned up. Okay. I can hear
Look.
Ashley.
Eminem, Lose Yourself?
3-2, Ashley. Yes.
And I'm not cheating.
That's an Academy Award winning song.
This apparently was my year.
Yeah, this was your year.
And they're mostly rap and R&B.
Not rap. So depressing.
Living my life. Oh, gross.
Do you feel trashy?
Alright. Different girl
every night. If you know this, if you know this, the title, I know the artist.
Each one like half a point?
Sure.
Floyd and Ashley.
Uncle Cracker and Sheryl Crow.
I'm sorry,
Kid
no.
Rock. Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. Oh, Pumpkin, you got
something
all.
Something Hotel. Picture. Hotel drinking Bush Light.
I picture. Paint your picture.
Oh, yeah. Picture.
That song makes me want a Mick Ultra. A Natty Light, if you will.
Bush Light.
Yeah.
Natty Light, Strawberry Lemonade.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
Yeah.
B2K,
all right.
Bum, bum, bum.
I think that's 4-3. Ashley,
that's cool.
Doing
that's
well
cool.
Here. Doing well.
Hey, y'all, we gonna get it right here. This the remix.
Ashley.
Oh, Shingy right there.
5-3.
Did you know
she
that?
Is
I did.
On fire. On fire.
I'm losing my...
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Ow. Ow.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Something like that.
Day after day, I'm more. Anything, confused. Ashley?
A big year for him.
Floyd?
This is Uncle Cracker or Uncle Saltine, so I don't want to be offensive. Give me the beat, boys, to free my soul. That's all.
Pretty sure it's Kid Rock again.
No, this is Uncle Cracker.
Is it Uncle Cracker?
Uncle Cracker featuring Dobie Gray, Drift Away.
Uncle Saltine, don't offend the people out there.
Do sound alike.
Speaking of offensive, Jordan Peele will not hire these type of people, and will do that. I know, there's context to add to it. We'll get to that before.
Oh, I don't really care.
We'll get to that before 8 o'clock. You have a better chance working with him than I do.
I get my Academy Award.
We'll do that before 8 on
Q105. We're done.
Stick it right in there. On the morning reboot. Good morning. About an hour from now, you'll get your very first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. I want to go back to the TOL thing and let me play it for you. If you're one of the several people that have not heard their attempt at humor in trying to encourage the TPS kids during their testing week.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be lit during testing week. 100% chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking better than
So,
why'd you cut off the black guys, okay?
Speaking of black guy, I navigated my way over to black Twitter and black Instagram, and neither is happy that their language is being appropriated. And in all seriousness, wait. I've said this before.
I saw myself.
That was my first thing. Like, this is what's going to happen because that's...
So, we deem that as slang, and I always think, like, do you know where these words came from? Like, help me out here, Floyd. Like, this is a kind of appropriation.
These aren't black people words. Like, Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian say occur all the time.
But
they're not even black. I'm so black, I can't even say occur, okay?
But they're born from hip-hop songs and hip-hop culture.
Yeah, it's like Amigos. It's like they're
born in barbershop and beauty shop culture and gays clacking and popping. Okay, don't give this to the Migos.
I'm very sad that he said yes. Wrong.
Yeah,
yes!
That's my only gripe about it. Or probably Melissa going, goals.
It's cringy.
It is cringy.
I just asked him, I adore Jordan's track to death. There's no way he should be working in Toledo. He should have his choice of major market jobs, but he stays here because he loves the area. But I think part of the reason he connects with his audience of high school athletes so well is he speaks that language.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never adjust how I speak to connect to certain people. I am what I am. But those words come from hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
They're appropriated. And then they're used by common white people. And I don't think people recognize that.
Who's buying hip hop albums? Common white people.
I get why the people on black Instagram, black Twitter are irate in some ways.
There's no difference.
I don't think irate is like a popular, like, should be the response. I can't tell people how to feel, whatever. I don't know if irate. I get questioning.
More white people doing white people things?
So just, how would that
just,
go?
Just adults being ridiculous.
That's all it is. Like,
I mean, it's
not as bad as people are making it. Like, it's like people are like dragging them.
It's
not bad enough to say that they're like the most sinful creatures on this earth. No. They should all lose their jobs.
These are two different things.
Yeah.
The video is cringy. I would have produced it differently, but like black Twitter and black Instagram saying, you know, these are our words and you have appropriated it is a separate thing.
And stop selling your albums to white people. There, I said it. And it's
speaking
from a black person.
Of not letting white people do things. Do you know the Jordan Peele story?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was speaking the other night at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in East Hollywood, an improv mecca. He's still figuring out fame. I don't envy someone who gets famous overnight. The hardest part is being recognized. I used to think that being in the public eye gave you power, but all of a sudden, they have the power. They come up to you an hour into dinner. The way I look at it is, I get to cast black people in my movies. I feel fortunate to be in this position where I can say to Universal, I want to make a $20 million horror movie with a black family, and they say yes. I don't see myself casting a white dude as the lead in my movie. Not that I don't like white dudes, but I've seen that movie, which drew loud applause. I support him.
I get to get my Academy Award.
Boom. Done.
Yes.
I mean, I get it, but then he also like gave Elizabeth Moss a platform, and isn't she like a Scientologist? and she's a white person.
I don't know. She's Kitty in the movie. Yeah. She's the blonde woman in the movie.
Yeah. Is it a good movie? You just like it?
I liked it.
I'm totally fine with what he can cast whoever he wants.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we didn't argue when Tyler Perry did it. Like, is there backlash from it though?
Depends on where you read on the internet. But okay. So I could see why some people would be bothered by it.
Of course.
He can put in his movies whoever he wants, and especially out of the Harvey Weinstein stuff, we know that Hollywood has privileged and blackmailed and extorted certain people.
Well, think of the early Hollywoods when they painted the white people in blackface.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this has kind of been going that's on. Like, you know what I mean? So like just, years,
so. I don't think that's early Hollywood. I think that's like late 19th century entertainment. I mean, you're right.
Saying, but like he let him do it. And like if you keep banging out good, if you keep good critically acclaimed films, I'm not even going to notice what color the family is. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there entertained. Like, yes, they're black on screen, and we know that. And the little Peter Nyong'o Academy Award winner is African. She's African, actually from Africa. But like, I don't go to a movie. I'm like, that was a horrible movie. Why did they cast a black family? Or why did they cast a white? I don't think I'm. Yeah. If I'm entertained as a person of color, which I am, if you do your job, I don't give one rat's poop what color that family is on the screen.
I think
I'm just entertained.
I think he said at some point during the press of this was that the color of the family featured in the movie wasn't important to the plot as it was in Get Out. And really, it wasn't. I don't know if you guys have seen this. And I thought he was... I enjoyed him. But Winston Duke has been scorched by people in this. Well, for his character.
As someone who came from a single mother household, it was actually good to see, like, an actual family on the screen. You know what I mean? With a mother, a father, two kids who are actually black and weren't, like, hood. Like, you know what I mean? They weren't hood. They were literally just taking a vacation. I've only seen the trailer.
They were normal Americans.
Yeah. They were going on a vacation.
They were a family.
Like, I like the one scene in the video, because the one scene in the trailer was me as a kid. Dad, what does I got five on it mean? Like, that was me with my mom.
Don't do drugs.
Like, mom, what's a big booty hoe? You know what I mean? Like, you hear that song, like, what's that?
This is kind of a spoiler. I have to ask you a question since you've seen it, Ashley. So, spoiler, here we go.
I'm plugging my ears.
So they said the clones didn't work, right?
What do you mean the clones didn't work?
The government cloning program didn't work.
Correct.
So I don't know. Now, this is me finding a plot hole and me being argumentative.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's right. They just overlooked the fact that they needed to be taught because Adelaide or Red, the girl that was down there and came up, made a kid. And became a mom and a loving human being.
Right, so she became functioning. Right.
So they didn't have souls, and they couldn't talk. But she learned to talk, and she learned to have a soul. So the cloning program wasn't a failure.
Right. So I think it goes into, like, I got, like, very deep into it, and I had to, like, I was talking to, like, regular husband and work husband about it on Saturday. I think there was a lot more to it than just like the clones didn't work. And then everyone's like, well, why were there the clones? So I don't know. I have my own theories.
I've actually enjoyed picking it apart and reflecting on it more than I did actually watching it.
Probably.
Because the end was kind of a letdown.
Yeah. Like me and Kevin, like when we woke up or whatever on Sunday, we instantly started talking about it. And he's like, I just don't understand. And I was like, so I think it's more like taking into like an everyday political sense as well. And like the atmosphere that we're currently in addition to like people that are less fortunate and things on that level than other than, oh my God, it's a scary movie and there's clones.
Oh yeah. It's much deeper than that.
It's
much deeper than that. I think the overarching theme was, I think he might've said this or someone said us equaling like the United States.
Yeah.
As in like, we're our own worst enemies.
Right.
Can I come back?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, are you still here? Damn.
That's fine.
8:02 with the morning reboot. In less than an hour, closer to 9 o'clock, though, we'll give you your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. You'll have till 9:20 to text that word to try to win the money. If you miss it, when we give it to you before 9, we'll give it to you several other times before 9:20. We have some guests coming by in the next hour or so. Please text the show, 419-240-1055. It's 8:03 on the morning reboot, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm.
Q105.
Floyd, we're going to do 8:14, by the way, Q105, the morning reboot. We're going to do a Sweet Deals power poll where after they leave, so we're not rude, not that we wouldn't be rude to their faces, they just wouldn't know it. After they leave, we will rank them with all the Sweet Deals people that have come through.
Okay.
Who did we have yesterday? I'm having a brain fart. Wednesday, I didn't work yesterday. My mind didn't work yesterday.
Chevy's Place.
Chevy's Place. Thank you.
Yes.
Scotty.
Oh, that's right. Scotty. Yeah, that interview was lit, yo.
The place they won't let A-Dub DJ.
What? It was on Fleek.
No. Stop. But we're going to move even before we've had them on the air, and we'll introduce them in just 1 second. Even before we've had Brandon and Chris on the air, they're moving to the top of the Sweet Deals, the Morning Reboot Powerball, because they brought alcohol.
And they're tall.
Right. Chris, right?
Yes, Chris.
Brandon?
Yes.
Good morning. I have to be honest.
Why'd you back up like that?
Because thank God you're tall. But I hate the screen in the way. I haven't been to Inside the Five, but I know people rave about it. Congratulations on the first year plus.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we're about 10 months in now. Memorial Day will be our anniversary.
Congrats.
I know people rave about it, the beer and everything else. And you guys are here to talk about brunch week number two this week, right?
Yeah, we had a great start to brunch last week. We have a awesome new menu with a lot of different items that people haven't tried before. We've given you guys some of our beer mosas, which we're very proud of.
And that's why they moved to the top of the power pole. In fact, the commercials were running, and Ashley's like, what the hell's a beer mosa? I'm like, you be nice. They're coming in here. Little,
good.
They must have heard.
That's good.
Because they brought beer mosas. Guys, what are these?
It's a little different take on your regular mimosa. We use our barrel-aged Sunshine Sky, which is an American wheat, lemon, orange. And then you add a little bit of orange juice to it.
You're good? You're drunk?
And champs. No, it's good. It's like tart. I feel like there's definitely more beer and champagne in here than orange juice, which I'm always like, mimosa, no orange juice.
I don't start want every it. Morning like this,
so
too.
Just straight up. Skip the orange juice.
Chris, are they available every day or just for brunch on Sundays?
Those are available every day.
Okay. Deep-fried cinnamon French toast sticks, vegetable hash with roasted red pepper sauce, chicken and waffles, a staple of brunches, especially here in Toledo, smoked salmon Benedict, shrimp and grits.
I'm in for that. Why did you look at me? Because you said grits.
Grits.
You know black people like grits.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Collard greens. Let me offer a suggestion to you guys. Have you seen the WTOL video that the rest of the world has seen?
No.
Oh, you're so lucky.
It's
so amazing.
Good. Turn the microphones off so they can hear it. It's testing week for TPS, and they wanted to kind of rally the kids, and they wanted to speak their language. And now everyone across the internet is making fun of them. It goes like this.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals! Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes! Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. 100% chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than we're talking turnt, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking
off. I get my demo take.
right.
Brandon, I got a text last night, and it was, I knew that video was going to be something locally, but it made it onto like Pat McAfee's.
Some BuzzFeed.
Your former coworkers.
Oh, yeah, I know Pat very well.
His tweet of it got sent to me. I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is real bad. So, like, my point here with all this is, so they were trying to speak like millennial, and it didn't come off great. And I see you guys have avocado toast.
Very millennial.
I'm thinking you guys should stop by WTOL and say, hey, we hear you guys are trying to connect with a certain audience. How about you come try this avocado toast that we have Sundays at brunch? You're welcome.
Let's put it this way. The avocado toast, it's a lot better than what we just heard.
I love it. I already want to try for a little bit of the dig and for the avocados.
They could use some help. They're taking quite a beating. But you guys have not. It's been for about 10 months now, opened up Inside the Five. 18 taps, rotating beer menu. I think of beers going around in a circle, but that's not the truth, right?
No, we have a...
That was funny, right? Yeah? Yeah?
Am I going to go viral? We have our staple beers that if you love, you're going to get every time you come. But we also fool around a lot and make a lot of different interesting beers. Brandon here is our brewer,
You're a brewmaster? Really?
No, don't call me brewmaster. I'm one of the brewers myself and another brewer.
Okay.
We make all the beers, and a lot of it's culinary inspired.
Okay. Could you give us an example?
Example would be a pregame meal.
No, I mean, like, you actually, like, you've given beer moses. Let's do beer, too.
Oh, I didn't bring any this time, but we did make a beer recently with 50 pounds of donuts,
okay,
maple syrup, and coffee.
I like it.
So it's 9%. It's an imperial 9%? Sweet stout.
9%?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what? I'm so into this.
So, so stuff like that, you know, kind of, you know, yeah. Eating something, eating dessert, eating something like that. Say, hey, see if we can make this into beer or whatever dumb idea kind of comes in my head we try to make.
Beer coffee called a bruchino.
Yeah, you have any
coffee? Bruchino. I would drink that every morning.
One of our more popular beers is Deimos. It's a coffee and vanilla stout.
I like it.
I will not be here tomorrow.
I like coffee and vanilla because it's often like coffee or coffee and chocolate, and it's like chewing your beer.
No, this isn't very thick at all. This is very drinkable. It is 7.3%, so it will get you. But
I started dating a girl. We call her Cece on the air. Maybe we'll come out this weekend. And she's not much of a drinker, not much of a beer drinker. Mm-hmm.
I don't trust her.
She doesn't. Well, hold on. This is why you will. She doesn't pick beers on taste. She picks them on alcohol volume. She's like, I don't know what it is, but it's 7%. So 9 is probably speaking to her inner drunkenness.
We have a few that are up there. We also have a full bar as well with both wines, ciders, meads, and liquor. Good stuff. If you don't like beer, you can find something else that you can enjoy.
Good buzz about you guys in Sylvania. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's go this weekend.
Yeah.
Has anybody asked where the name came from?
Lots of people asked where the name came from. It's actually...
Unicorns, right?
Yeah, me and Brandon used to play football. He used to be a punter for the Dolphins. When you think of punting the ball inside the five, that's exactly what you want to do. That's, I guess, what Brandon was aiming for every time. So we want a name that was, one, an icebreaker to get you asking about us, and two, gave a little bit of play on our past careers.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Do you sell your sweatshirts there? Because those are just Toledo, Ohio people. Like those are pretty awesome.
We do sell them there. Yeah. We have a full merchandise area where with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Hats, shirts, glasses,
growls. We're going to get drunk, eat, and go shopping.
Boom. Sunday.
It's a one-stop shop.
It's lit.
Mary, your turn. 50 for 25?
Yes.
50 for 25. The sweet deal for Inside the Five goes on sale. I would be standing by the web.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd be standing by the website. Q1055.com, or you can text the word sweet to our text number 419-240-1055. You'll get the link right now and you'll be ready to buy that 50 for 25, and it goes on sale in less than 40 minutes. Good to meet you guys.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Can we send a picture to my friend? He'll be so jealous.
Absolutely.
Okay. 8:22 on the morning reboot. More guests to come.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your. Oh, you just made me.
Middle, 8:34 on the morning reboot.
Have you heard her album?
Shh, we're on the radio.
Sorry.
Before 9 o'clock, $1,000 national keyword to play the $1,000 payoff. Let's go backwards for 1 minute. We had the guys in from Inside the Five.
Mm-hmm.
They were in to talk about brunch. Did they say that you can or cannot make reservations for brunch?
You can. You don't have to.
You probably should.
But if you want to, you have to do it on their website.
Okay. I feel like now with it being brand new, maybe people don't know, so you can squeeze in. But it'll be like Manhattan's before no time, and then you can't.
But he said they were
kind
of booked up on Easter, so I know reservations are there. So
call Inside the Five, connect with them.
Go to the website.
Yeah.
Make your reservation online.
You have to do it online.
You were half listening, so I'll put it out there accurately.
Call Inside the Five and find out if I should make reservations. It's Wednesday. Hi, it's Eric. I'm calling to see if you guys have any tables. No, you'll be fine, but if you want to make a reservation, go to hell with both of you. Sorry.
I'm just saying it right.
In front of Tony from Foodtown.
So, Tony is at the bottom of the power pole today for sweet deals because he didn't bring alcohol. So you came in, and you were definitely going to get a
lot. I got your back, Tony. I have faith. Okay. I have faith.
Tony is here because we have the good fortune of having two sweet deals go on sale at 9 o'clock today. Take his phone so he doesn't have his copy points.
Oh, stop it.
It's okay.
Hi, Tony.
How are you guys
doing?
We'll
start with the easy stuff. Tony, why are you here?
Oh, we're here to promote the sweet deals.
My mom loved my dad, and then I now work at Foodtown.
Yes.
Foodtown, locally owned, family owned, not a big box grocery store, and the one I know is on Central. I'm over there quite a bit because there's a Dunkin' Donuts right there.
Yes.
Foodtown, what's going on there?
Well, we also have a location in Temperance, Michigan on Lewis Avenue.
I don't leave the state.
Oh, okay. Well, if you do, we
terrible
got one
drivers
out there as well.
There.
Yeah.
The car insurance, outrageous.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. We still double coupons up to 50 cents.
Okay.
We got a fuel program. We're set up with Speedway. So spend $50 on groceries, and you get $50 on groceries. You get 10 cents off per gallon, and then if you spend $100, you get up to 20 cents off per gallon. You just present that to Speedway before you pump your gas.
Hey, mom of two, right here.
Yeah,
there's a certain place that I think that their prices are always a little bit higher, so I'm not really saving money when I get gas.
Sure, know what that place is.
I just winked.
Right.
And it's also owned by a corporation. Yeah. So we like small businesses.
Right, exactly. So, small business shout out a day early.
There you go. Food Town. Do you guys, just because we had alcohol, do you guys have alcohol there?
Well, we have a large selection of craft beer. Got the Build
Talking
Your Own Six.
Yes!
We got the Build Your Own Six Pack.
I like it.
I don't know what, 40 feet of wine, you know.
Okay. And then as a diabetic in the room, so what about these homemade scratch cakes?
Yeah. We got the famous Food Town Luscious Cake.
All right.
It's people drive from Columbus just to get that cake.
Nice. Good stuff. We'll have to try
good
it.
Stuff.
I got a cousin named Luscious Cake.
Next time I come here, I'll bring one.
Thank you. He does. He really does. Floyd's a performer.
Luscious is her middle name.
The Food Town deal goes on sale on our website, Q1055.com at 9 o'clock. It will sell out. You can also text the keyword sweet to 419-240-1055. Steve, we're doing 50 for 25?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 50 for 25.
That's a great deal.
That is.
For groceries.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
you get your 10 cents.
Yeah, hey.
Is it, speaking of booze, can you use it towards booze?
This
is like a regular normal gift card.
Mm-hmm. Now we got questions.
I am in.
Yeah. Now we got questions.
What is the limit and how many can I buy?
I just text sweet three times.
Steve, is there a limit on the sweet deals? Can I buy them all? You can buy as many as you can get.
Spend like $600 because you know you're going to buy groceries for the rest of your life.
And gas.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Might as well.
Especially those that live in that neighborhood. They have to be like quick, easy stop. I mean, I used to go there all the time.
Tony, you're the store director?
Yes, sir.
What's a day in the life of Tony like? I'm a supermarket snob.
Okay.
Because my mom is the lady that you wanted, but you kind of fretted when she came because she would override the register because she had two shopping carts full of food and coupons, and we didn't buy it if it didn't have a coupon, she would drive to another store. I'm from Philadelphia, so Acme and ShopRite, and she was just
price shopping.
I'm like, Mom, driving there is wasting money when we could just.
Yeah.
Mom didn't want to hear that.
Was your mom
price shopping needed? Just come to Food Town. You got good deals everywhere.
So what would you ask?
So not if you get 10 cents off the gas. Right.
Also, was your mom that the baggers all looked in the window and like she pulled in, they're like, oh,
she's here.
Mrs.
I'm on
Chase
break.
Is here. And they're like, oh, be prepared.
Yeah, because my mom was very specific. She needed paper in plastic.
Inside of it.
Yeah.
Oh, double bag.
Really? Mom, there's like nothing heavy in there. Put it in the plastic bag, Eric.
That's my mom, and I'm only laughing I feel your pain.
Tony, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I'll ask you anyway.
Okay.
What's a peeve of yours being in supermarkets?
Mm.
I'll give you one. How about this? Do you guys have self-checkout?
No, we don't.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Keep people in place. You guys took some of my favorite Giant Eagle people.
Yeah,
like,
we do have
like
some of
years,
those employees.
Years ago. Yeah. So they still, when I would go in there like 2 years ago, they would recognize me from Giant Eagle days, which is like... vintage Ashley, like nanny days of like 20 years, 10 years ago.
Yeah, when they shut down, some of them came over. And
that's
then
so awesome.
We got some Anderson's employees, too.
Oh,
for
nice.
Those of you that used to shop Anderson's.
Keeping it local,
that's
keeping
right.
it going.
Hey, I'm Tony. It's like Slugworth in the alley of Willy
Wonka.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, it's Tony. I got a deal that I hear you're going to lose your job. Why don't you come over to my Food Town and I'll let you double bag things for Mrs. Weisberg.
Are you at the Toledo location or both of them?
The Toledo location.
I'm going to come to the Toledo location like, Tony!
That's right.
Wait, I will get you some more shoppers.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Here
How
you
can
go.
You do that?
Do you sell Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yes, we do.
Boom.
We got Takis, too.
Oh, done.
Tacky, tacky.
There's going to be a rush of people like, I'm here for Flamin' Hot Cheetos and to
right
see Tony.
What's a talkie?
Oh, it's those. Oh, how dare you. It's like a taquito chip.
It's like a rolled chip.
They're like all spicy. And,
yeah. Okay.
And if you're listening right now, I just diagnosed you with diabetes because that is so delicious.
We got a lot of one-footed listeners.
You don't need that foot. Hop. That's what crutches are for.
Maybe toes.
There you go. You're eating good.
Tarps.
Is that what we think when we see services. People with one foot? He ate good at some point.
He was really hungry and he liked sweets. There 50 goes his butt.
For 25. Food Town. You can use it at either location. Text the keyword suite to 419-240-1055. The deal goes on sale at 9 o'clock. You can also hit the website. They'll go quickly. So Q1055.com. The Cakes from Scratch, family owned, two locations.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Takis. And rewards program, gas rewards with Speedway.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you, Tony.
If you need a good bagger, I'm your guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get the.
We should do a media bagging competition. I could take you down. That's my first job was not at Food Town. Yeah, it wasn't open when I was.
My mom would shoo away the ShopRite employees and tell me to do it. I'm a pro. I can do it.
Are you serious? Yep. Oh, there's a formula to it. It is
Here's a video, Mr. Chase. Here's a video. They're coming to Food Town.
I can bag.
Let's do it.
I'll do the shopping. You guys come in. You can do the bagging.
16-year-old Floyd is personally offended by what you just said to him.
I have been at supermarkets all over the country in the self-checkout, and I have been asked if I won our store, if I am a store employee, or if I would like to be one.
You know, normal children watch Double Dare and stuff like that. I watch Supermarket Sweep. How dare you?
You don't know my mom.
You don't know my grandmother.
You kind of shop at like bougie like grocery stores lately, though, don't you? So I feel like you forgot how to bag normal.
No. I bag my own stuff. Shut the hell up. Tony, good to meet you. But we can do this.
We'll set this right competition up.
Bagging competition. Yeah. Food Town.
You guys let me know.
Floyd goes down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just bring my gift cards and I actually need to take it all home. That's so right. At least.
Yeah, we're going to need people to shop for it. So.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. 8:43 with the morning reboot sweet deals on our website, Q1055.com. 8:54. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley's here with us, and your keyword, your national keyword to text for the $1,000 payoff is Rich, R-I-C-H. Text that to 95819. We're sponsored by here on the morning reboot by Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania, hashtag some pig. Jussie Smollett's legal team is not happy with the prosecutors who dropped the charges because they think that they're still going after him by them having said, well, we dropped the charges, but that didn't exonerate him. So maybe some semantics, maybe some verbal gymnastics, but now the president has chimed in.
Yeah, he is. This is via the newsletter, so we're not making it up.
He's, 22 minutes, breaking news.
He's going to have the FBI look into the Jussie Smollett case to see if they can bring justice to Chicago.
I don't know if the FBI and him are on the best of terms.
Also, I don't think the FBI has better things to do, like unsolved mysteries from like 2003.
Well,
they have better stuff to do.
Like,
I think the FBI was involved with the letter that he might have sent himself. So this has many tentacles, but he doesn't need to stick
federal,
his nose in
it. Only federal because it was United States Post Office.
Right. Yeah. Let's get to a couple of stories we have not gotten to. Angelina Jolie is ready to make her first foray into the world of superhero movies. The Oscar-winning actress is in talks to star in Marvel Studios' The Eternals, a superhero team adventure featuring directed by Chloe Zhao, Z-H-A-O. While this will be Jolie's first superhero movie, it's not her first comic book movie. She was in 2007's Wanted, an adaptation of Mark Miller's work. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. When you said that, I was like, what? She hasn't been in no comic. Yeah, she was.
With James McAvoy.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Pratt is in that movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the douchey guy.
Chubby Chris Pratt?
Yes.
We like chubby Chris Pratt.
And I think you probably used the James McAvoy gif from that movie repeatedly, where he's losing his mind and veins are popping out.
Oh, yeah.
It's very modern-day office space. Book.
Thank you for that.
Yep. She's currently working with Marvel's parent company, Disney, on the upcoming Maleficent Mistress of Evil, which has recently moved up to a release date this fall from spring of next year.
That's my favorite Angelina Jolie movie.
And
it's good.
I don't know. The next batch of Marvel movies will probably be very cosmic. I don't know much about the Eternals, but it seems like the Iron Man and Captain America are all going to get retired.
And
after,
I think they all set it up for 26th. Us to know, like, for if you don't know about the Eternals, which I think the previous success of like all the mainstream ones, the Beyoncés of the Marvels, set it up to be like, oh, I want to know more about this universe and see if we can create more.
Marvel has a lot of clout.
Yeah.
A lot of cachet.
So is that the one that was in the Us trailer or like before the previews with the chick from Game of Thrones?
No.
What was that movie? It was very like superhero-ish with Sansa.
Oh, that's Dark Phoenix. That's an X-Men movie.
So it's awesome. I was like, I think this is X-Men, as I'm sitting there.
It's Yeah, and now Marvel and Disney have that property back. There have been some Avengers promotional posters going around saying Avenge the Fallen. Have you ever seen, and people are making jokes with it, which is the point of these things to go viral. Have you ever seen The NeverEnding Story?
Never. Yeah. That's what, like, the weird creature, right?
In the Falcor.
Yeah.
The white dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuzzy dragon.
I gotta show you something.
It's like Snuffleupagus. Albino Snuffleupagus.
I was a couple of minutes old when that movie came out, and I remember asking my parents when they took
that movie.
It was one of, like, my grade school friends' best favorite movies. So every time we went to her house, we had to watch it.
It was mine, like, too, as a kid.
So when it came out,
I
questioned my mom and dad. This is the beginning, the infancy of my literalness. Why is it over? It's called The NeverEnding Story. It's just a title, Eric.
It's just the title.
So somebody took the Avenge the Fallen and did that.
That's funny.
Isn't it horrible?
The horse that sadly dies in that movie.
Get up. Because a tree. It's awful. My God. I know that movie like the back of my hand.
We're going to watch that during a break to see if we all break down. Big Bang Theory made TV history on Wednesday as production began on its 276th episode, making it the longest running multi-camera sitcom ever, breaking Cheers record of 275. The longest running live action sitcom of any kind is The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, which ran for 435 episodes. The Simpsons is 657 episodes, and it's run since 1989.
I know, and useless information, this season of The Simpsons, they have hired, out of their, I think, 13 writers, 10 of them are women this season.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, is, her first episode is the season premiere, and she has written, I think, like 7 of the episodes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's such a long-standing show.
Right.
I was never allowed to watch it, so as I got older, I was.
And also, it's weird to think The Simpsons, because, like, how diverse and controversial they have been over the years, that they never had, like, a staff of women writers. And this is the first time in, like, 35 years this show's been on?
Roughly.
Yeah. That they have, majority of their staff are women writers, just this season alone.
Who run the world? Girls.
Speaking of Run the World and things that are popular and catchy in pop culture, let's give you what happened on.
This is not running the world.
Melissa Andrews is texting me that some news outlets are saying that this ran on the air, and this was only a Facebook thing, so not that it matters a whole lot, but.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals! Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's gonna be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes! Toledo weather gonna be V-lit during testing week. 100% chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than We're talking turnt, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
So I have, like, a treble sound ear issue. So there's so much up and down that I'm like, oh, my ear. Not only is it a little cringy, it hurts my ears.
I think it's because of the Facebook thing. They didn't have, like, all the audio. It was literally just, it seemed like it was just a one shot on, like,
boomed here.
Because, like, there's a sliding everywhere,
there
too. Like, editing-wise, it was a one shot thing.
I'm checking to see how many hits it has on Twitter now.
We're almost at 10, weren't we? 10 million?
Wow, I guess if you add everything up on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Well, on the Twitter, on the tweet Grandpa. That I saw from last night, 3.8 million views, but that doesn't, you know,
it's account been 24 for, hours.
Right.
It's okay. Something will happen. It's probably happening now. We just don't know about it.
Why'd they take it down?
They didn't.
It's gone. It's off their Facebook page.
It's off their Facebook page.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, nothing ever dies on the internet.
Well, clearly. It's on BuzzFeed.
902 with the morning reboot on Q105. Text the national keyword RICH, R-I-C-H, to 95819 to try to win $1,000. Somebody did win Powerball last night. One winner, all $768 million. One winner, one ticket in Wisconsin. Before 9:30, panel full of dudes?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I got good ones.
Okay. And also, tomorrow morning before 7 a.m., your kids are going to win PJ Masks tickets. They're live at the Stranahan on Tuesday.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...
Panel full of ladies will return in earnest tomorrow. But today, a panel full of dudes. We have a winner for walleye tickets, but we can squeeze in another guy or two if you want to be on the panel full of dudes to answer Ashley's questions. 419-240-1055. This is the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, Ashley is here with us. And quickly, one last time, you have about 90 seconds to text the word RICH, R-I-C-H, the national keyword, to 95819. That's not too much, is it?
Mm-mm. No. Doable.
Philip will be with us tomorrow, perhaps for the last time, as he's trying to leave the country.
I know.
So many, from what I've heard from the president, so many people are trying to get in here, and he's trying to leave. What is up with that?
He's trying to be a Spice Girl.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
You awake this morning? You good?
Yep, I'm here. I'm good.
All right.
I'm working, but I'm here.
Okay, where do you work at?
You don't have to say.
Yeah, better not. Okay.
You're married, and how many kids do you have?
One.
What part of Toledo are you from?
South.
South, okay.
Nice.
In my neck of the woods.
Could be in the old South End. People are trapped.
I love the South End. South Side, whatever you call it.
People there are trapped.
Why are we trapped?
All the construction. There's been some stories about it.
Oh, it's fine.
What happens if I need the police to come get me? Trust me.
That's my bridge. Yeah.
They'll find you.
Yeah, they'll get to you.
Panelful dudes, Ashley's questions. Mark can go first.
All right, Mark. Do you have a work wife or a work partner? Like your second half at work?
Yes.
All right.
Who is it? Mark.
Stephanie.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, Stephanie.
Now I know where he works.
Stephanie.
Now I know where he works.
Stephanie.
Sorry. Shout out to Caitlin Melzack. It's her birthday and Lady Gaga's.
Yes.
Woot woot. All right. Eric, what about you?
The Blonterage are my work wives. I have a harem of women.
Yeah, it's not really than a work wife. That's like a work posse.
I'm polygamous.
Next.
This is Utah.
I have a flock myself.
Christine?
I have Christina and Alana. Christina. Those are my work wives.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. How would you rate your productivity at work on an average? Like day to day or as a week? Like I give them out 60%.
Mark, what do you think?
Probably about 70, 75.
Mm. Fair. Very good.
Me?
Yeah.
Give 100% all the time. No, I'm in the 90s.
You have multiple jobs.
I do, so I'm trying to figure out which one. So without saying names, we'll go 100, 95, 60.
I was going to say 100 here and then subtract like the negative 50 from the other place.
That's so funny.
Oh my God.
All right, last question.
That's it?
You said like three. You want me to have like seven? Sure. I can add more. I got a list, brother. All right, last question. Mark, what is the biggest lie you've ever told at any job? Doesn't have to be current. It can be past.
Oh.
I have all day.
Yeah. That's good, though, if you can't think of one.
You're a noble man.
You're an honest employee.
You're a man of virtue. Hold on one second, Mark. We'll get
you. I can't think of one.
You're a good man. Hold on. We're going to get you the walleye tickets. Don't go anywhere. Floyd?
No, you go before me. But you're very honest.
You've stumped me. I don't know a lie.
That's a good one.
Oh, I tell Russ all the time that I believe the Earth is flat. I mean, that's a lie.
Like a whatever.
I fake that my car got broken into when I was a teenager because I was like, I'm a teenager. My car got broken into. That's realistic. And then showed up in the car.
What were you?
That's the smartest. No lies are smart. But I was like,
yeah, like that's more what I was looking for though. Like, what's like the biggest thing that you've ever been like? You know what?
I was like, someone bashed in my back seat of my window, and then like I showed up like 3 hours later. Like, oh, my mom took us someplace to get fixed, knowing that it didn't. As I got older, I was like, oh, it takes more than a day to fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes like a week to get your car window fixed or like 3 days. But I knew a guy apparently. I was like, oh, they fixed it in like 3 hours. That I would walk around there serving steaks at Ponderosa as a big old liar.
What were you hoping for? That kind of?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. Like, oh, a tree fell on my pool and then it flooded my basement. And I have to wait for the insurance adjuster to come so I can't make it there for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Also known as I'm on vacation.
There is one that comes to mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of cringing, so my mom was supposed to come visit me in Detroit. 9/11 happened on a Tuesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think early in the week.
Yeah,
my mom was supposed to come visit that weekend. Going to fly here. Obviously, you know, the country was shut down.
Yeah.
And I skipped a work meeting. I said my mom was supposed to come visit, and I'm too shaken up thinking that, you know, she could have been flying, and
right.
I just think I didn't want to go to the meeting.
That's good.
That lie trumps everything.
Yeah, you reach out.
Why can't you come to work today?
9/11.
Yeah. Like what? Just 9/11.
Do you like make an anniversary note? Like I have to use that again next
but,
year.
But like, that, and I think I told you about this about lying to elaborate on you. I've always been that afraid of the person that lies, and then like so like I had a show somewhere and said I had a flat tire.
And then,
then I got a flat tire like the next week, and no one could fix it. Yeah. It's like not only did I like lie about this show, but like now I got a call off from my real job.
Was your next performance come a chameleon? Just kidding.
Shade. The only word missing in the WTOL montage was shade. Okay, shade girl. Here we go.
Tickets tomorrow morning.
They need to make a live action movie of this. I would totally go.
And the right time is the right time to fight crime.
Oh, hello, PJ Masks. It's me, Romeo.
It's so, I like the Night Ninja.
Oh, my God, with the Ninjalitos. Yeah. They go...
That would be my name.
Luna
She's
Girl.
The Night Ninja.
Luna Girl, yeah. Luna She's Girl. So emo.
Yeah. She's too dark
where
for
are
me.
These, where are the PJ Masks parents? They're out so
I know,
late.
I know. Those kids are way too young to be out saving crime or not, or fighting crime or not. Nine...
Hitting their CBD oil.
9:25 at the morning reboot on Q105.
Q105.
$1,000 payoff.
9:40 on the morning reboot with Q105. Eric and Floyd Ashley is here with us. Let's get to it.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Yes.
You're up.
I'm up?
You're up, Shirley.
Here Gay we
Co.
go.
Gayco.
Yes. This is from at NoTomato220. If you got AirPods but still a home button, you basically put some rims on a 97 Honda.
I'm getting AirPods.
And you got a home button. That made me think about it.
I don't have a specific tweet, but this is kind of a wild story that's happening right now. We've talked about Iceland, a nice place to visit. Mm-hmm. A lot of hipsters have gone over there because it's relatively inexpensive. Icelandic budget airline, probably like with JetBlue here or whatever else south. It's a wow story. WOW, Wow Air ceases operations
immediately, right?
Yeah, like people, like they're not like we're gonna shut down on April 30th.
Right,
we're done now. They have left people
and
on both
stranded.
Sides.
Stranded, yeah.
Imagine you get to the airport.
That's insane.
And like you're worried about a delay. Like maybe there's a weather delay. Like you've been through that before. But no, the airplane is not coming at all.
Yeah. You would have to like contact your credit card company and be like, listen, like they did not provide me a service.
Are they all like Bjork?
Like, your plane's not coming today.
You know, because that's how Bjork is.
Oh.
But then she's really loud.
And she's like, we're like, your plane's not coming today. What's the Icelandic accent?
I don't know.
I just think of Bjork, like she's sitting at the thing, and they're like, "We need to get back to Idaho."
You can't go back to Idaho. You're stuck here in Iceland.
Is she from there?
Yeah, she's Icelandic.
A lot of people have been going to Iceland lately, so there's a lot of stuck people on both sides.
Do they not have airplanes anymore, or
I think they ran out of money, and they're like, "We can't. We have no gas to get you, no fuel to get you there." They just shut down.
I feel like there'd be like a warning, like they'd stop paying like their employees first. Their employees would take to like angry Twitter, like, "Hey, we haven't got paid in 2 weeks. Good luck getting on your flight."
I wonder if like someone got on their flight, something. Like, "Where are you guys going? We're to Iceland," and they just go,
"Yeah,
you ain't coming back."
Are there people stuck? Like, are there employees stuck? There's got to be more that's going to come out about this.
Yeah,
why?
Because like the stewardess, stewardmen's. That I'll be like
flight
pilots.
Attendants.
Yeah,
the stewardmen.
Reminds me of a couple of years ago.
All those things.
I always want to call it the T word. Tilted Kilt, but the other T word, where we did a St. Patrick's Day broadcast there on a Friday, and they were closed on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, Philip
you've said that story before.
Yeah, Philip told me this, that bars and restaurants don't tell people that...
Oh, wait, like they closed down?
Yeah, period. Oh. Lock the doors. They wanted to get St. Patrick's Day weekend in, and that was it, and that's why it's Beer Barrel now. Philip was the one that enlightened me to the fact that restaurants and bars don't usually tell their employees they're closing because they're afraid that they'll get robbed of all their alcohol.
Yeah.
So they just shut
the doors.
Yeah. I guess that's what they try to do. They're like, "Oh, we'll stay here for St. Patrick's, run through the alcohol, we'll give it away for free. Who cares?"
Well, they didn't give it away. Ugh. That's for damn sure.
So weird.
What do you get out of an airplane? Peanuts? We're not going to tell you
these
we're going.
These days, nothing. Yeah.
Well, it's better that they stopped while the plane was grounded as opposed to, everybody get out. We're over the ocean. Doesn't matter.
Can you imagine me, that family
Life
packing, and then like
now.
You go to the airport. Yeah. They're like, we're flying Icelandic Air. No, you're not.
Yeah.
But like, how am I going to get home? Buy a house here. Welcome.
Right.
You are now a citizen.
By default. Yeah, there has to be more to this story as far as, like, I saw it this morning briefly, and I was like, ugh.
But forward thinking, I'd rather get stuck in Iceland.
But they're not. They're, like, all over. So it'd be, like, British Airways. Like, you could be in Sweden. You could be in
Australia.
I never
thought about that.
Like, it's wherever you took that flight.
Oh, no.
Apparently, like, the Toronto airport is chaos.
Oh, no doubt.
Eek. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi, my name's Mark. I was on the phone.
Oh, there you are, Mark. Hold on.
Don't go anywhere, Mark.
Just put Mark on hold. You get Mark his tickets.
I will.
PJ Masks Live tomorrow before 7 o'clock. Your kids will sing the theme song. Great idea, Ashley.
Yeah, you're welcome.
5:45 till 10 tomorrow. We'll be here on Q105. We hope you join us on the morning reboot.
Q105.
$1,000 payoff.
Give me that. What happens when you don't play the $1,000 payoff? Someone else wins the money that could have gone to you. $1,000.